Hey, what's up, guys? John here. In the past week, Americans have been introduced to a 50-year mortgage and a $2,000 tariff relief check.
In an attempt to make home buying more affordable,
the Trump administration is moving forward with the plan to introduce a 50-year fixed-rate mortgage.
The president floated the idea of sending $2,000 to individuals who are not part of a high-income bracket.
One of the things we're going to do, we're going to issue a dividend to our middle income people and lower income people of about $2,000.
Given the affordability crisis inside of America right now, the median home buyer is now 59 years old. With a 50-year mortgage, they would celebrate their 100th birthday with 9 years left to go with paying down and paying off their home loan. This is how far America has come in 2025. Think about how much the world has changed over the last decade, let alone how much it will change over the next 10, 20, 30 years with automation, robotics, and technology. Just 5 years ago, everyone worked in the office. They drove to work. Now 35% of the entire workforce in America works from home. What I believe is happening right now is we are being walked into renter nation, where everyone rents everything from their house to their car to what I think is going to be the future, even clothes. Everything is going to be for rent. People are not going to own much. And it's going to be ushered in one small payment plan, installment plan, or loan product at a time. Right now, a large percentage of Americans, millions of Americans, are using installment loans, Klarna, Pay Now, Pay Later, just for basic groceries and food and household items. I know this 50-year home loan is being sold as an affordability product that's going to make things much easier for the average family or the average home buyer. But the more that you look into this, the more that you'll see the much bigger picture that's ahead. Let's date back just 5 years to look at how far property taxes, insurance, and home utilities have climbed. Property taxes for the average household increased $700 per year since 2020. Property insurance has increased $699 per year since 2020. That's excluding certain locations. Texas, Florida, California, they've seen their premiums jump by much more than that. Monthly utility bills, excluding Wi-Fi, water, gas, and electric, were $302 per month in 2020. Now monthly utility bills as an average are $424 every single month for a single family home in America. Now when you look at just the increased cost of insurance, property taxes, and utilities, you're looking at an extra $238 every single month over the last 5 years. It might not seem like that much, but did you know before the great financial crisis in 2006, you could buy a used car in America for $8,009? That was the national average. If you put 20% down, which is $1,601 down, and you financed the rest at 5.99%, which is the interest rate back then if you had decent credit, your monthly payment would be $121 for the car. Now, of course, that's factoring in over a 60-month loan, a 5-year term, but the average auto insurance premiums back then were $851 per year. So when you add up the cost of the car and the car insurance, you're looking at $191 per month. So back before the greatest recession in our lifetimes, you could buy a car insurance, and put 2 tanks of gas in it every single month for just the increases in insurance, taxes, and utilities over the last 5 years. Many people think back then, 2006, home prices were $500,000, $600,000. In reality, the median home price back then was $222,000 before the crash. You could buy a brand new home back then for less than $300,000, brand new construction. Home prices and the cost of just about everything in America have doubled since the great financial crisis. Many would say they've doubled in the last 5 years. And I share this to set the stage for what I think happens next. Let's look very closely at the numbers. The current monthly payment with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage at a 6% interest rate with a $400,000 balance is $2,773 per month. Over that 30-year cycle, pay about $463,000 in interest. Taking the same figures on a 50-year mortgage, the payment is $2,480 per month. Total interest paid, $863,000 over 50 years. This is being sold as a solution to affordability, but in reality, the monthly payment drops $293 a month. They do this to inflate housing prices further to increase property taxes even more. This enriches banks and insurance companies and ensures that people never really own anything inside of their lifetime, especially inside of a 50-year home loan. I know Wall Street and banks would disagree and say, no, John, we're saving the average consumer $293 every single month. However, the increases on property taxes, insurance, and utilities are $238 a month just from 2020 to today. So in reality, the only thing happening, sure, you're saving $55 a month going from a 30-year to a 50-year, but the only thing really happening are those inflated costs are being pushed into a loan product that most people will never be able to pay off. And if they do, they'll pay an extra $400,000 in interest. But the real genius for this loan product is that right now, even a 30-year loan, most people aren't going to, you know, see the day where they pay that off because most people are moving every 7, 9, 10 years. But if someone does stay 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, instead of a 50-year loan product, the first decade or two are essentially all interest. As this is all happening, Fannie Mae just announced they are going to reduce credit score requirements. So it's going to be a lot easier to buy a loan. So if the monthly payment's going to go down and more people can qualify, supply and demand, prices are actually going to be going up on certain types of homes. I believe more affordable homes. And so if these prices are going to continue to go up, so will tax collections. But before we break this down even further, a quick word from today's sponsor. So here's something interesting this week. A company called Homeland Uranium, ticker HLU in Canada and HLUCF in America. They just secured a massive, long-forgotten uranium deposit in Colorado, originally discovered back in 1979, before the nuclear industry collapsed. We're talking 35 million pounds of uranium that Homeland just locked down for 15 cents a pound. Today, uranium sells for almost 80. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. President Trump just announced a national energy emergency and signed a new executive order to ramp up domestic nuclear production. Homeland happens to control one of the few U.S.-based uranium assets as Washington is prioritizing local supply. And with AI data centers exploding in demand, energy use is skyrocketing. Solar and wind cannot scale fast enough. Fossil fuels are capped. And tech giants like Microsoft and Google are now turning to nuclear.
Amazon, Google, Meta, and Microsoft are all betting on nuclear energy to power their AI data centers.
Homeland Uranium is positioned right at the center of that shift. A small cap company sitting on a strategic U.S. resource when the world suddenly needs it most. If you want to dig deeper, check them out. Homeland Uranium, ticker HLUCF on the OTC and HLU on the TSX. Now back to the video. The ultimate goal is to push more people into homes, to sell the story that a house is a great investment and that it only goes up in value. So the property taxes can continue to follow that value. As the affordability crisis worsens, we will see more stimulus checks. More subsidies and more assistance will flow to the American people. They will say that this is here to combat inequality and inequity. But ultimately, all that will do is throw gas in the fire, as we've seen in 2020. I believe the next few years will be inflationary and we will see prices continue to rise. The more that they rise, the more people will need to survive. And the more small businesses will struggle to pay these wages and their expenses. Currently, 46% of the U.S. population works for a small business. And did you know 43% of all small businesses right now are behind on their monthly rent at their office or retail location? So is this where we're going? High insurance, high taxes, high cost of living. And as we start to move in this place, we're going to start seeing more people saying, you know what? Renting is just a better deal. We're already hearing it now. Renting is a better alternative. It's cheaper. You have more mobility. I think we're going to start to see this. I think it's going to become more normalized. But the next year or two, we may see a real estate boom, and then that normalization start to form. And as that normalization forms, universal basic income and other subsidies will continue to become normalized. I want to be clear. This is not something that I want, but it's something that I see coming. But inside all of this chaos, we will see local leaders all throughout the country start to rise up and offer their solutions. These solutions, of course, will be government intervention, more control over property owners, and of course, subsidies. Look at New York City and what's unfolding right now with Mamdani. He is saying that essentially if you don't maintain your buildings to the standards in which he sets, they'll issue fines. And if you don't pay those fines, that they will take the building. Look at Los Angeles. They were issuing rent freezes. They were talking about eviction moratoriums. They mentioned that two or three times in the last couple of years. One for ICE raids, one for the LA fires. They constantly bring forward another reason why they need more control over the average property owner. Even Chicago. Chicago is bringing forward a conversation about eviction moratoriums again. They say this time it's because of ICE raids. Same as Los Angeles. So the question is, if inflation is going to get worse, we're going to start to see more job losses. Are we going to see local governments step forward and say, this is what needs to be done because this is for the greater good? And if that is the case, what can we do as investors to shield ourselves from this situation? I saw this coming and I moved last year. I sold my place in Delray Beach, Florida. I moved to Cleveland, Ohio. And it's been the best decision that I've ever made in my life. We've been acquiring affordable housing, nice single-family homes between $50,000 and about $100,000 in quiet suburban neighborhoods. I believe we're going to see a major migration towards affordability in the coming decade. We are renovating these properties, making them very nice, and putting long-term tenants inside of these homes. As a company, we've already acquired just over single-family homes, and we're preparing for a massive expansion in 2026. This breaks down to one home purchased every 72 hours so far this year. I purchased an old, beat-up, dilapidated retail building in downtown, completely renovated it, and now it's our company headquarters. We have a construction crew of about 70 people and growing. We recently just hired a former Section 8 inspector that used to work directly for the housing authority. He would do all the inspections for the city. And so now he's on our team and he does our pre-inspection. So when the contractor says the property is done, he'll go over there, he'll do his inspection, he'll say, nope, you need to fix that, you need to do that, you need to do this. And then we just cruise right through the Section 8 inspection, pass it, and we move forward. In addition to that, we have 6 customer service representatives that assist with all different areas from investor relations to property management, to you name it. We're doing all this because I see the future as inflationary and I want to position myself and our investors to benefit from it. I bet in 5 years, everyone will say, no one saw this coming. No one saw this coming. I disagree. I think it's pretty clear where this is all going. And it's up to all of us to position ourselves for this future. What are your thoughts on this entire situation? Let's have a conversation below and I'll catch you next video.